episode number 29, Real Tech Talk. Now, what I always told you and what I'm going to tell you again is that I love the technologies that make me a better builder, developer, manager, the way you experience my assets. Now, not everyone can do that because prop tech is so vast, it doesn't always impact all sectors that intersect with me. This one today does just that. It's called Property Scout. They're trying to do, which, and it's working because I use it all the time, trying to underwrite with the zoning resolution immediately. So what does that mean? Us as developer builders, right, you have to start, and I speak about it at Columbia, I speak about it at Baruch, NYU, you have to start with three variables, floor area, gross buildable, net sellable. Those common denominators are the most important. Historically, you have to go to someone who can understand that. Code consultant, zoning attorney, registered architect. But what about if I told you could digitize that zoning resolution, type an address, boom, accuracy, and tells you that information? Well, that's what Property Scout is trying to attack. And I'll tell you right now, it's working. So sit down, pay attention, meet the guy who started, my man Wilson. Thank you for coming through, baby.
That's why we're here, bro. This is Real Tech Talk. Boom shakalaka. So who the hell are you, bro? You know, what are you into? What do you do?
Yo, you can keep it real here. Tell me. Tell me about these real estate players.
Eric Brody is the managing principal of CEMVC LLC. All opinions expressed by Eric and podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinion of CEMVC LLC. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of CEMVC LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast.
Welcome back, people. It's episode number 29, Real Tech Talk Podcast. Today, I am honored to have on my homeboy Wilson, who's attacking something near and dear to my heart. What you don't know is that my father was an architect in the city for 42 years, learned most of what I know from that man, and someone finally is trying to translate the zoning resolution to us developers. So sit down, grab a seat, meet my homeboy Wilson with his company called Property Scout. Wilson, thank you so much for coming along, man. Appreciate you.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So historically, we were going in like your background and like about you. But you know what? Today, I want the audience to know fast what it is that you're attacking and then tell me why you were attacking it. So what is Property Scout?
So let's start with what's the biggest constraint on developing in New York?
Knowing what we can build?
Exactly. Zoning.
Okay. I always say my underwriting starts with you better know what you can execute, right? How do you know what to value at it? How do you know what to purchase? How do you know what hard costs are? How do I know anything unless I know what I can do?
Exactly. So what we provide is a zoning analysis, and it's linked to the zoning resolution. So for every regulation in our analysis, there's a backlink to the zoning resolution of New York, which is the source code, the 7,000-page labyrinth text.
So the zoning resolution is dictating what you can build. I mean, I do know that. I just want the audience to understand. So most major cities will have some type of constriction as to what you can develop.
Exactly.
And yes. Here in New York, it's pretty complex. You're saying a 7,000-page document.
Exactly. So so most applications out there and even the resources that the city puts out do not use the zoning resolution as their source. They use kind of like a dumbed down version, which as you probably know as a developer is not always accurate, right?
No.
You've got wide street, narrow street, the floor area, the FAR is probably the most important thing, and that isn't right all the time. And so we go in to the special purpose district level, the special sub-district level, all the way down to all those annoying little maps in the zoning resolution where you might have a shift of you can build 10 extra feet higher or you have a different use on the ground floor. So our application not only allows you to do an instant zoning analysis and you can mass, you know, your site that in the application as well, we also provide a historical precedent for what has happened near you from the city records.
See, that's incredible, and I just want the audience to kind of understand, right?
Sure.
When we look at development, right, it starts with the site, right? And for us in the city of New York, and it must be in others, we have to go to a registered architect to identify to us what we believe we can build. Now, some of us always have some, you know, quick knowledge about floor area ratios, which is a density ratio multiplied by the lot area, and we think we get it. But like you said, New York is special district, you know, split zoning, and it gets really complex. And being the son of an architect, and I did study the zoning resolution, people would come to me because I had a better understanding, but I didn't have a strong understanding. So what did you actually do with the zoning resolution? Like, what was it?
So we basically turned it into code. We made a proprietary database of the zoning resolution.
See, that is like, I don't know if people understand that. What brain damage that you must have gone through. You made a digital zoning resolution that can now be interfaced, I guess, with specific inputs.
Correct. Right. You can punch in any lot and you can look up, you know, what exactly you can do on that lot, the height, the yards, the use. So not only that, but recently what we've rolled out too in beta, which you may have seen or your partner has seen, is a property search. So now we're taking all of that data that we have and we're leveraging it in property search. So you as a developer, like, you want to build 20,000 square feet.
Yep.
Where do you start?
Right.
Right? You start, you look for, you know, available sites that can accommodate that. But what if the floor area is wrong? What if the FAR is wrong?
Split zoning lot.
What if it's a split?
Special districts. All these things that modify.
All these things that modify. Air rights. What if there's a Zelda on that lot? You got to rule that site out.
What's the acronym for our audience?
Sorry. Zoning lot development agreement, which basically is a document filed with the city in ACRIS that stipulates that floor area was transferred from one site to another site.
So what made this? What made this property scout so able to take such variability, right? Because basically we're saying here's a multivariable. It's not infinite, the amount of variables, right? You were able to digitize it and then work on specific lots. Like, how did you do that?
A lot of work. So, you know.
So you just did the heavy lift.
Yeah, we just work our asses off. You know, my partner is the full stack developer. I do some of the development, but I'm mostly research, sales, and marketing. I have an art background as well. So the design of the site.
Well, that's actually fascinating because I was lucky enough to look at Property Scout, and it's also quite intuitive, right? Because, you know, with all this variability, if you can't sort of, you know, get through to the weeds, it's still not helping you. So let's just give our audience so that they understand how valuable this tool is. I'm biased. I'm a New York City developer. So like, I get the pain and suffering that you went through to achieve this. So I'll just do the audience so they know. You go on it, you type in an address, you hit enter, and you're getting all of the variables that you would be interested in because, like you said, some zoning districts have multiple use groups, right? You can have commercial, it could be resi, it could be manufacturing resi, like in Williamsburg. And I can play with not only the size of the building, the massing of it, I can play with the uses of it, and I could underwrite each of those because it tells me floor area and it tells me gross buildable. And I assume one day you'll be like, look, we can make an assumption on net, but you are saving me, the developer, tons of time and energy in knowing that I'm accurate and true so that I can make the right offer, I could underwrite it appropriately.
And not only that, we're giving you a link to the source. So one of our, you know, leading kind of
which is like a footnote.
Tenets is like trust but verify.
Word.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get this list, which, as you know, being a son of an architect, something called a ZD1.
Yep.
Which is basically a plans in 3D filed with the city.
Right, like an axonometric drawing. What is it, zoning diagram?
Exactly, a zoning diagram. So we're basically generating that in that tabular format with the envelope, the sectional, and the axonometric above. And you can also go in and mass it. But what's really important, we do have a massing tool which allows you to model.
Yeah.
But what's really important to us was the data. The data layer for us had to come first. And we saw lots of other, not lots, but there were other companies, competitors that were trying to do it, but they were focused on the modeling, the software of the modeling tool. And, you know, we even just had a recent customer who signed up, is paying us, and he demoed some of those other, you know, they're venture capitalist backed startups, and he chose us because of the quality of the regulations.
Oh, the architecture, and I don't mean architecture in the sense of design, but the architecture of the application is super simple and easy to use, right? So you're allowing your user, which is fascinating because to me as a developer, it's like, that's my secret sauce. I get the zoning. You've just basically laid out that anybody could now understand zoning.
Yes. And don't get me wrong, like, we're an application. You're not going to take this and submit it to the Department of Buildings tomorrow and get a stamp plans, right? This is really the preliminary, you know, 90% lift, you know, to get you to a point where you can underwrite a deal or that you can make sense of an investment decision, right? At the end of the day, you need an architect to go in.
No, New York City, and I think everywhere, they always want someone who is licensed and stamped, yeah, right? Like, those are the facts.
Even the architects love that we are a data-first application, because they've all said, we want to design our building. You know, we don't want an application I have to go learn and all that. So if you're just giving us this list of regulations with links, mm-hmm, and the historical precedent of the board standards of appeals, the department
multiple dwelling law, interpretations by the Department of Buildings.
Exactly. ZRD1s, which are interpretations by the Department of Buildings. We provide all those records so that you can then see what someone else has done that may vary from as of right zoning.
Wow.
So someone else may have gotten a 20% bonus you have no idea about.
And this is a single source of truth, right?
Like SSOT, it's baby.
Of course, right? Which is like the new favorite, which is, you know, is there a single place that you can go to pull together this information to be able to make an appropriate decision, right? And I think that that is like such an incredible tool. But tell me, who are the use groups? Who are the use cases for? Who should be your consumer?
So there's three primary users right now. It's architects, developers like you, and code consultants, and brokers, mostly commercial brokers. But there's some residential brokers that are also using it, because we can tell you, because we know the zoning, what the views of a property are going to be. So you're developing, let's say, in Midtown Manhattan,
Of course, yep.
And you've got R10 zoning, and you want to be able to see if the guy next to you can build a tower that's going to block your views, or even the block away. So we provide a sightline analysis tool, and you know, we've done sightline analyses for huge projects in the city to determine if the views are going to be more permanent, you know.
So I think what's revolutionary, and it's hard for the consumer to understand, in order to do what you just said back in the day, and I'm not talking about back in the day, maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, someone had to go out on the street, take images, and then digitize that to tell you what they believe, they perceive that the views would be. It wasn't accurate. You didn't know. So your technology, because of the advent of the technology, now it's instantaneous to know.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. So let's say, and I looked at the product. I think it's fascinating. So now you are at the front end of the development process. I'm going to you, first look on anything. I got a site. Boom, I'm typing it in.
Correct.
So with that wedge and with that audience that maybe is now coming to you first before even the architect, where does Property Scout go? What is the vision now if you are now the captivated audience? Every developer, builder, architect, code consulting is starting with you. Where do you go from there?
You know, we really want to build a great product for New York City. We love New York City. You know, we've both been here over 12 years, me and my partner.
You guys are like newbies. Player,
yeah, yeah.
All right?
But I call myself a New Yorker, man. It's a 10-year stamp.
I don't know. We'll let the audience decide, you know?
Maybe I don't have that accent yet.
Yeah, don't get it.
I don't want it.
Stop.
No, thanks. But, you know, I can't say what the plan is. You know, we don't have a business plan.
Right.
And I'm glad we don't, because that allowed us to stay nimble and pivot when we needed to early on. Right.
So I think the audience needs to understand that, because I agree with you that it's fascinating about technology. Yes, you have a vision. You had a business plan, which was we're going to digitize the zoning resolution. Boom.
Yeah. Right. One sentence.
Then you have to be open to how that is now being adopted by your consumer base to completely understand which way you're going with it. Right. Yep. Because, you know, there's business modeling on how should you generate revenue? Like you said before, there were a few that attempted, and each time they're wrong, right? They were wrong. Maybe the model should be give it away for free so everyone's on the platform and then decide how to monetize it, right? Like I think that people need to understand, you have to have a good idea. You have to have underwritten economically, but you better be open-minded to how that changes.
Yes.
Right? So we see that all the time, and I agree with you.
I would agree. Yeah, I mean, we're early. We just launched in January, so it's great. We have paying customers already.
Really?
Yeah. And like I said, we still don't know exactly where it's headed in terms of, like, look at Street Easy.
Right.
They're just New York City, right? They own New York City.
Own.
Okay? We want to own New York City, mm-hmm, for zoning development. Right now, we're the only source you can go to, type in a lot, and find out how high you can build, right? Or you can go and dig into the zoning resolution, and you might find it if it's something straightforward like R6 and like a non-special purpose district, you know. But if it's something complicated, you're going to spend some time with it.
So I want to tell you something, because I wanted you to know I use you guys, right?
Thank you.
100%, right? And the reason that I use you, right, and I've even said it as my thesis, do you make me a better builder, developer, manager, or the way you use my asset? And if you do, I'm interested in being a part of it, right? So what happens? People call me all the time. They say, like, Eric, what can we build here? Right? You know, I don't know if it's going to be a lead, if it's going to be a development, or maybe they're just asking my advice for karma. With Property Scout, I can now type it in, make a couple of adjustments that I think on that site, and boom, hit it. And it's as if I've created this professional document, right? Normally, I, by the way, used to write it out of my hand. Mm-hmm. I would then draw some like preliminary sketch and elevation, a section on an iPad Pro. Like, I'm just fucking around. And even that was considered professional. Now, the presentation of it is clear, it's concise, and I could be like, I don't need to waste my time, although they know that they perceive that it took a lot of time and they're grateful. So it's like, wow, I just got something done super quickly. It created that karma that I needed to maybe get somewhere, and yet it was super simple for me and didn't take the time that it used to. Like,
correct.
It is helping me in this moment. And I said, those technologies that actually make a difference, it's like, those are the ones to pay attention to, which leads me to the next. So who funded it? How are you funding it? Like, where are you guys at?
Self-funded, bootstrapped. You know, we did have people that were interested early on. We made a very conscious decision not to take funding. And part of the reason was we really wanted to go narrow and deep on New York City.
Yep.
You know, we saw other startups that were getting stretched because they're, you know, funding VCs, wanted them to go to a bigger market.
Or every market instantaneously,
exactly,
right?
You know, and like, we really wanted to go narrow and deep on New York and build a great product for the city that we love so much. Who knows what's going to happen, you know? I know that we have now the flexibility to handle pretty much any scenario that's thrown at us, which is great for potentially scaling to other cities.
Of course.
But we don't even have that conversation yet, me and my partner. We're really just focused on New York and building a great product here.
So where did you see this now? So tell me a bit about the vision. Like, I agree with you. Like, what you've taken on is Herculean, and it's working, and it's dope. And I just want the audience to understand is like, they did digitize it. You can use it. And remember, I'm a credible developer, son of an architect. I use it and I'm confident that it works. And if I needed to double check something, I still click, you know, you do your hyperlink right to the ZR, yep, zoning resolution where we're looking. You're like, okay, like it's there. Like, that's fascinating. So you did do that. Why? Where did that come into your mind?
So PropertyScout.com, make sure you go and sign up.
Don't worry. We will promote the shit out of you. You let me know. Insta, LinkedIn. We'll tell them everywhere to find you.
Appreciate it. So it was born out of first my experience. My first job in real estate was working as an agent, mm-hmm, for a new development-focused brokerage, M&S, in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Brokus,
yeah,
shout out. Yeah, yeah. And Hylian, I believe.
Yeah, they're great.
Great.
So there, you know, it was really focused on new development. I worked as an agent. I got promoted very quickly to managing director. And when I was managing the office, I realized the importance of having good, clean data for, mm-hmm, my agents. Data is king, as you know. So it was overwhelming to do all this data collection between me and my office manager. So I started subbing it out overseas. And so we got very good contact data. And then I recognized the opportunity to try to offload some of the admin tasks of my agents and myself. And, you know, sales went up in the office. It was great. Everybody was making a lot of money. I decided to leave. And after I left, Property Scout was born in 2017, first actually as an application for new development, because, mm-hmm, that's what I knew, new development and ownership, because those are two.
Meaning to identify who the new development,
exactly,
owner was?
Mm-hmm. And also like kind of like a pipeline of new development and new development permits, new buildings, condos, and all that.
Right.
So we started building that, and you know, we got out something like really, really basic in 2019, and the developers that we were showing it to said, this is great. Like, this is very much needed for the industry. But I got to tell you, my real pain point is zoning. they said.
And it has to be perfect. Like, you know, people are making big decisions off of it. Like, exactly, you got to know it.
Exactly. So they said, exactly. They say, how many times do I get to the 11th hour on a deal and I'm about to sign a check the next day and I realize something about height?
The easement, LPC, height regulation, open space. I mean, exactly. It happens all the time.
All the time, right? We call these project killers, yep. Right? And so I can't stress the importance to, you know, any other prop tech, you know, founder or anybody that's thinking about it, or even anyone that's funding or developer, the importance of getting your product in front of people in the flesh, because you need to see and hear how they respond.
And you got
to
slay the ego and say, tear me up, right?
Exactly. And they did, you know, mm-hmm. And you could hear the real pain in the voice, you know, about.
It happens, by the way, people don't realize it happens all the time. And before, you had to go to multiple public sources and you could find it digitally if you were really savvy. Otherwise, you were always asking someone else to find it. And something for me as a developer is like, you got to attack and you got to be Machiavellian and get to the answer, right?
Yes.
And you could do it, but it would be like, it's like multiple keys or multiple applications or multiple websites, right? It can never be one website that was teaching you that, and then you'd hit it and maybe you can now verify. But it's like, it was a long equation, right? With all these variables, but that it was just that. Like, it was just an equation, like, right?
It's more than that, because the geometric calculations are very complicated.
Right.
I can't underestimate that. And we're real strong in, I don't know if you noticed, but like our lot area is like going to be what a survey area is pretty much.
Listen, the fact remains, I use it, right? And I'm saying I built 40 projects, right? So like it had to be right. It has to be right. Then you build trust that it's right. Mm-hmm. And I feel that it's right, right? And that's like 99.9% of it all. I was going to the architect, who is a human, to say, hey, can you get this to me in 48 hours and be accurate, right? Like, and I had to build that rapport with them. We've now built that rapport with this application.
Wow, that's amazing to hear. I'm so grateful to hear that, Eric. And, you know, I hope it continues to improve. And, you know, I just want to say, though, like, the architects have a very important role, like, you know, but the application's helping them too. It's all this grunt work. They should be spending their time on designing the building.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the same thing with a zoning lawyer. They should spend their time on interpretation of the law, not collecting data.
Agreed. And it's fascinating, because I think the future of technology, especially in, let's say, this construction development sector, which I really feel like it needs its own category. This idea that everything is prop tech is another thing that bothers the shit out of me. The categories are from so vast, is that you've mitigated their cognitive labor. You know, if you're a famous architect or a strong architect, you want to actually focus on design, ask any architectural student. They'll tell you about all of this legwork that they're doing. They never get to be creative, which means never taking their skill set into the moment of actually doing something creatively, because they're constantly dealing with admin.
Yeah.
I know my father's going to call me right now after this and he hears it. And he's going to be like, Eric, where were they when I was dicking around at the zoning resolution before I could even design something that I appreciated?
We should do a little short clip with your dad.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Definitely. He'd freak. Well, first, if it's an application, it might be, you know, it may take him a little while, but I'm going to give him the login
for test,
sure. I mean, 100% he's got to test it out. So tell me, though, where did you come from before? You were in real estate. How did you meet your partner, who's the, I guess, assume more of the tech side, but yeah. You said you code.
Yes. So my partner, we both went to Amherst College undergrad, and then I did grad at Parsons New School of Design. And so we were roommates in college and always have been very close friends. And so when I came to him with the idea, he had just finished building an application. And so he had some time and he was like, wow, this sounds great. Let's start building it. Pretty much it.
Wow. The universe is full of doers. Obviously, you are a doer out there and getting it done. So what's the ask today? So now, and tell us, like, where in the life cycle. So you had said, and you alluded to earlier, that you were like, all right, we just launched. I mean, it took some time because the amount of brain damage to get this bad boy right. Now, where do you stand? And like, what is it that you're looking for today? Is it more customers, capital? Like, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely just looking to grow our customer base, you know, with as we grow that. We grow revenue, we could add, you know, make the application stronger, better, you know, everything. So it's really, you know.
And how has that been going, and how long you've been acquiring customers now?
Good. You know, literally 4 or 5 months maybe.
So you just officially launched out of beta 4 or 5 months ago.
Exactly. And, you know, we give a generous, you know, trial, free trial.
Obviously.
Because,
you got to do freemium. I mean, you got to get it out there.
Yeah. And people need time and to build trust, too. You know, they need time to see it, to use it, to play with it. So that's where we're at.
No, I completely agree, right? All of these applications, people have to, like, you know, if you actually had to learn Property Scout, it may not work, right? But mm-hmm. literally you log in, it's there, hit the button, and you're like, holy shit, there's information here, right? Like, you made it, keep it simple, stupid. You made it so simple that it works. And I feel like that's huge, because that means if you're an architect, developer, code consultant, or broker, I'm going into it. Like, I open it, I just leave it open. Doesn't matter when I'm going to get the call, right? Because I think that what's fascinating is there has to be this single source of truth of where you start, okay? Mm-hmm. And you saw it. There were other applications out there. I don't even want to name them, but they were giving real estate tax data. You know, they were giving maybe some permit data, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't ever focused on those of us who have to create all of this housing or are responsible for attacking the affordable issue or understanding density or how does city planning going to understand what density is available. They probably had to wait for a consultant. And now they have an application and a tool that they can experiment with, like, kind of on their own. You know? Yeah. And I have so many ideas for you as to where you should go in the future with it, but that's for another conversation.
No, I love hearing ideas, man. We're ideas people, you know? Like, it's, you know, as soon as you think you have it all figured out, that's when you run into problems.
Hell yeah. And now I see you and, you know, you have good posture and you're not hunched over as a programmer. So what is it that you do on the side to maintain, you know, looking like this? What is it that's the other side of you, the yin to your yang on being a technologist? What is it that keeps you sane?
So, yeah, I exercise, you know, I run, bike, and swim. I currently haven't.
I think we call that a triathlon.
Yeah, no? I do triathlon.
Oh, actually. There you go.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I haven't done one in, God, like 5 years, but it kind of overlapped with launching this app, as you can see.
And by the way, I don't recommend the one in New York City. Maybe you want to go where the water is a little cleaner.
Yeah. So I bike, I run, I swim, I lift. You know, I'm a big fan of Peter Attia.
Love Peter and Andrew Huberman, you know?
I try to stick to those kind of programs that they have.
So what's so for you right now, the most important thing is customer acquisition.
Yes.
So what's your strategy for that?
So it's really
obviously be on the number one prop tech podcast in America.
Of course. So there's kind of two-pronged approach to it. We haven't spent a dollar yet on Google Ads or any advertising.
So digital marketing.
Yeah. So it's no, we haven't spent anything on it.
No, but I'm saying you're thinking.
Oh, yes.
Digital marketing to penetrate.
We are, but it's for us, for me, I found the biggest bang for the buck is going to events, meeting people in person, introducing myself. As you know, this business is very much a relationship business, and that's been the best reward. And I know that's not super scalable, but, you know, people that meet you, they trust you, then, you know, because this is also very valuable data too, you know, that we have and that other people are looking at and stuff. So that's very important. So that's kind of the strategy. LinkedIn, you know, I'm just dusting off LinkedIn profile and starting to put out more content. And we're close to, you know, partnering with an advisor who, you know, is going to help us to make some introductions.
I think that's awesome. And I got to tell you something, you know, we here in real estate, and we're laggards, right? And these technologists like yourself coming in are really accelerating. You hear about that idea and the argument regarding relationships, and I agree with you. Like, it is a relationship business. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, with digital and everything else out there, you can increase the top of your funnel of humans that are interested in your tech and then bring them in and create that relationship,
yeah.
You know? So I feel like these podcasts explain, like, a little bit about who you are so that when people see you, they're like, oh, shit, I saw you. Like, I'm interested in you. You got to let me, like, take a look at it. So please do tell our audience, where can they get or try Property Scout today?
Yeah, so I encourage you.
What's the easiest?
You know, I would hit me up either on LinkedIn, propertyscout.com. You can just put in your email. You know, we could set you up, you know, with a free trial. There's videos that I put out. We're going to be doing that this summer is really rolling out more like help videos, promotional videos, that kind of thing to educate people more, because I know that's kind of missing right now. For us, like, Eric, you probably know this, but we're just like, we were totally focused on the product,
work,
you know? And so we haven't spent as much time on the sales and marketing side of it. But
so now it's go time. Listen, yeah, this podcast was always about who were those seed and pre-seed companies that are really changing the game. So it wasn't always about that they were already up and established. So I think it's fascinating where you stand. I truly appreciate you coming in, and I encourage everyone to take a look at this. And we can't wait to see maybe next year to have you back on and see how everything's going.
I would love that. Thank you very much.
All right, brother, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming through.
Awesome. Thank you.
You know how we always like to come up with a conclusion on these bad boys. Here's the facts. This stuff works. I love it. But technology isn't always about whether it works for me. So now I think about, what's the business model? How is he going to get those consumers? How is he going to scale? But the fact remains, he solved something that is so complex. He got it done. It works. To me, when you have that wedge that it actually works and changes what I am doing today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, today, the product works. You're going somewhere. So now it's a question of understanding how he gets those consumers, how he raises the capital, how he expands quick enough to own that marketplace. So if you're out there and you're interested, hit me up, Property Scout. I hope for my sake and for everyone else's, is going somewhere, because what they've done is fantastic. Check it out. And by the way, check out Real Tech Talk and like and follow and subscribe, because we're getting bigger and bigger. And did you see that we are now sponsored? Check it out. Talk to you soon, peeps.